Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Nun Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 11 lines from the top of Daf Nun Vov. Before we begin the shiur, we have a topic heading in the margin under the topic heading we've written Eich Mechashvin Ribua Ha'ir Lefi Ribua Shel Olam. This concept of Ribua is a square city. We have learned in the past that in calculating the tchum of a city, imagine a city that is round in shape. We were taught that you first imagine it as a square. In other words, you would draw a square around the city, and from the edges of the square, you would then, and only then, start measuring your tchum, which in fact is a leniency, giving you more distance for walking on Shabbos. Now, in establishing the square, the source will tell us that we draw the sides of the square in the directions of the four directions of the world, north, south, east, west. So now let us start the Tanaic source, which you can see appears in a frame. Tana Rabbanan, Bo L'Rabo, when you come to square the city, Merabo B'Ribua Olam, you will draw its sides in the directions of the world. No Saint Tzfono, L'Tzfon Olam. Tzfon is the northern side of this imagined square, will run along the northern direction, northern, literally the north of the world, so that you would have a square whose side runs along the northern side of the world. Udroma, the Drom Olam, and its southern edge is in parallel to the south of the world. The Simonech, in order to recognize this, Eglo Betzafon, the Akrov Bedorom. If you want to identify where the north is, so there are constellations that we sometimes associate with the zodiac. So those constellations are Eglo, is the name of the mazel, the sign of the north, and Akrov is the sign of the south. If you literally translate these, the Eglo is half, and the Akrov is a scorpion. But these are names of constellations that correspond to these directions, the Eglo in the north, and Akrov in the south. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im eino yodea l'rabo, b'ribua shel olam, then merabo kimin hatkufa. If you don't recognize the constellations we just mentioned, that's what is meant by you don't know l'rabo b'ribua shel olam, so then you establish the sides according to the seasons. Kimin hatkufa, the seasons. Seasons, of course, of a year are established by solar phenomenon. And this is explained. Ketzad. Chamo yoitze biyom oruch, v'shochas biyom oruch, zehu pnei tzofon. And we will take advantage of illustrations in the Pirush Chai, page 107. You can see in the on the top illustration, we didn't reference this before, but that was an attempt to illustrate the constellations, the Eglo Batsafon and the Akrov Bedorom. Pictures 37 and 38 have to do with positions in the sky where the sun rises and the sun sets. And that's what we are focusing on right now. So you have to imagine in the Yom Oruch is a long day, summer day, a summer day where there is mostly daylight. So you have to imagine at the point in the sky where the sun rises and later where the sun sets. Naturally, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. However, the relative position on the horizon where the sun is rising and setting during the summer months, you have to imagine those two points, and then in your mind's eye, you draw a line from the point where the sun rose to the point where the sun set in the summer. And that's what this source says. That's Pnei Tzafon. That line that you just drew would be the northern side. Chama, this source goes on, Chama Yitza Biom Kotzer V'Shikas Biom Kotzer Ze Hu Pnei Dorom. On a winter day, when there is relatively what's called little daylight, relatively speaking. So just imagine the point at where the sun rises in the east on a winter day and where the sun sets on a winter day. That corresponds to the Pnei Dorom. That would be that line drawn from east to west, connecting the two points where the sun rose and set on a winter day. That would constitute the southern side. You can see in the illustrations, if you look carefully, when it comes to a summer day, the sun rises, again, relatively speaking, in a northeastern position, and it travels. The sun travels in an arc fashion, but it arcs over to the south, and then arcs back to the north, creating a type of long distance, hence creating a long day. That's characteristic of a summer day. In the winter day, according to this approach, the sun rises, again, of course, in the east, but it doesn't travel very far in the heavens, in the sky, being that it rises in the, relatively speaking, southeastern part of the sky, and being that it's already in the southern part of the skies, its course of travel is shorter. It's remaining basically in the southern part of the sky, hence its course of travel is short, creating a short day. The source goes on, Tkufas Nisan utkufas Tishrei chama yotze b'chatzi mizrach v'shirkas b'chatzi marov. In a spring or autumn season, which is a time of year where the day and night are kind of equal length, so the sun rises and sets, rises in the halfway point of the east and sets in the halfway point of the west. When we say halfway point, we're talking about halfway between the northern and southern extremities. Shinemar, the pasuk that illustrates this, is as follows, a pasuk from Koheles, Hoylech el Dorom v'sovev el Tzafon. And the source breaks this down. Hoylech el Dorom bayom. The sun rises in the east and veers southerly during the day. And sovev el Tzafon balayla. And it takes a northern course at night. Sovev, sovev, hoylech ruach. Elu p'nei mizrach u'p'nei marov. Pa'omim mahal choson u'pa'omim misavoson. The Sovev Sovev Holachru means, it's a reference to the eastern side and the western side. Sometimes it goes through them and sometimes it goes around them. These points are deep ideas. They require further explanation than we are providing in the context of our Gemara markings Daf Yomi Shir, but as far as a superficial translation, that will suffice for now. Omar Rav Misharshia. Rav Misharshia, in hearing this source, he says, Lesnu lahani kloli. He disregards these rules. He says these rules are not in effect. Desanyo, because we have the following Tanaic source that Rav Misharshia places more emphasis on. And it says, Lo yotze chamo me'oilo mikeren mizrachis tzvoynis, v'shoko bekeren marovis tzvoynis. The sun never rose from the northeastern corner and set in the northwestern corner. V'lo yotzo chamo mikeren mizrachis mizrachis dromis v'shoka b'keren marovas dromis. Nor did the sun ever rise in the southeastern corner and set in the southeastern corner. So this presentation would seem to run counter to the source we saw just above. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a new marking, and on the side under our Nose Mivneh heading, we feature a diamond, and we note Shnei Meimros Shel Shmuel Benose Tufos, two comments of Shmuel made in the with regard to the issue of seasons. The following section of Gemara, from here till the end of the Daf, is explained in great detail by Rashi. We continue in the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, Ein Tkufas Nisan Noifelis Elo Ba'arba Rivei Hayom Oy Betchilas Hayom O Betchilas Halayla O Bechatzi Hayom O Bechatzi Halayla. A day naturally has 24 hours to it. Tkufas Nisan is a reference to the spring season. And as far as Rashi is concerned, the way he presents this sukya is in a way where the creation of the world was took place in Nisan. So at the point of creation, you're dealing with, it was created during what we would call the spring season. So the tkufa is, as we said, the season, and a season are four seasons in a year. And each season is, being that a year is 365 and a quarter days, each season has the length of 91 and a quarter days plus. So the Tkufas Nisan, the spring season, sets in at one of the four quarters of a 24-hour day. Namely, it will set in either at the Trilas Hayom, or Trilas Hayom, if you use a 24-hour clock, or an even 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night, so it would set in at either 6 a.m. or 6 p.m., or Chatzi Hayom, Chatzi Alayla is Chatzi Yom is 12 noon, and Chatzi Laila is midnight, 12 midnight. V'ein tkufas Tamuz nofelas elo o ba'achas umechza, o b'sheva umechza, bein b'yom ubein b'layla. The gap between each season, when you go from tkufas Nisan as the spring to the next season, tkufas Tamuz, the summer season, being that each season measures 91 and a quarter days, that's 91 days plus a quarter, 6 hours. So since the 91 is divisible by 7, that's 91, the next season will be 6 hours later. So that if the spring season started at at the beginning of the day, so the Tkufas Tamuz will start that much later in the 91 and a quarter days later. To appreciate these numbers and details more accurately, let us glance at the Rashi. We're looking at Rashi under the Gemara text, the fourth wide line. V'ein tkufas Tamuz nofelas elo be'achas umechza oy b'sheva umechza oy b'yoyim oy b'layla. And Rashi explains, shekshetkufas Nisan nofelas betchilas hayoyim, when the spring season begins at 6 a.m., oysa shel Tamuz b'shiva umechza b'yoyim. So the next season, the summer season, will begin at 1:30. Sheva Mechza is 7.5 hours of the day. That would mean at 1:30 p.m. And that's a function of 6 hours would be from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. One more hour gets you to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And another half hour, 1:30. Ukshet kufas Nisan bechatzi hayoyim shel. And ukshet kufas Nisan bechatzi hayom, when
Tkufas Nisan starts at midday, at noontime, that would be in a situation that would be the next year. So then, Shel Tammuz Be'echol U'Mechtza B'Layla. Then Tammuz, the summer season, would begin at 1:30 at night. Lefi Shezayin Shois U'Mechtza Yesh Bein T'kufa L'T'kufa. Just to go over this last point in the Rashi for the sake of accuracy, we read Ukshetufas Nisan B'chatzi Hayom, that would mean that when the spring season starts at 12 noon, Shel Tammuz Be'echor U'Mechtza B'Layla, that would mean that the summer season starts 1.5 hours into the evening. And why is that? And now 1.5 hours into the evening, if the evening would be at 6 p.m., so that would be 7:30 p.m. And 7:30 p.m. would be 7.5 hours after Tchatzi Hayom, after 12 noon. Lefi Shezayin Shoyes U'Mechtza Yesh Bein T'kufa L'T'kufa. The reason for this is between each season, and there are four seasons, the difference at the of beginning time of each season is a difference of 7.5 hours. Sheba oisa yoim shezuno fella zuno fellas. The same day that the previous season began, the subsequent season would begin. Elolim sheches lahalon mishal shenof lazu zayin shos umechza. Just that it's staggered, meaning it's 7.5 hours later. Shehain. Now, how do you get to 7.5 hours? Shehain shloishim shois lit arba tkufos dahinu yom uravia. We mentioned earlier that the year itself was 365.25 days. 365 is essentially divisible by 7 when it comes to 364, with a remainder of 1.25. 1.25, one day is 24 hours, a quarter is 6. That accounts for 30 hours. Ulefi zeh hacheshbon oiso shel tishrei nofelas, according to this cheshbon that we just mentioned, the 7.5 hour staggered difference between season and season, so we illustrated the spring season, followed by the summer season. Tishrei is the autumn season. So according to this cheshbon, the autumn season would shel tishrei nofels o b'shloisha o b'tisha, meaning im nofla tkufas tamuz be'echol u'mechtza, if the tkufas tamuz, if the summer season began at 1.5 hours, then shel tishrei nofels b'tisha, the tishrei season will begin, the autumn season will begin at the 9th hour, because from 1.5 hours till 9, you're again moving ahead 7.5 hours. V'im shel tamuz b'zayin, and if the summer season began at the Bezainu Mechs at the 7.5 hour mark, Shel Tishrei B'Shloisha. Then the autumn season would begin at the 3rd hour. So, using a concrete example of Tammuz at 7.5 hours, that would be that the in the event that the summer season begins at 7:30 p.m., so the Tishrei season, 7.5 hours later, would be 3 a.m. That's Shel Tishrei B'Shloisha. V'chein Kulam, and likewise all the rest. Everything is staggered. Every season that follows a previous season is staggered by 7.5 hours. Let's turn back to the Gemara. And it's in this spirit that the Gemara, that Shmuel set up this system. If we just pick up in the middle of things, at the third to last narrow line of the Gemara, which said, the ain't kufas tamuz nofelos elo o ba'achas u'mechtza o ba'sheva u'mechtza, based on this 7.5 staggered rule. So being that the spring season had begun at 6 a.m., so the 7.5 hour later mark would be 1:30 p.m. And alternatively, it could be if the spring season began at 12 noon, so the summer season would begin at 7:30 p.m. That's 7.5 hours later. That's Shevu Mechza. Whether Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, whether you're talking about 1:30 or 7:30 a.m. or 1:30 or 7:30 p.m. V'ein tkufas tishrei nofeles elo oy b'sholoshos o b'teishoshos bein b'yom bein b'layla. And we illustrated this by learning the Rashi before, being that the tkufas tishrei, the autumn season, is that which follows the summer season. So there, again, you have to stagger it by 7.5 hours, leading you to either the third hour or the ninth hour of the day or of the night. The ein tkufas teves nofeles ela o ba'arba umechza o ba'eser umechza. Again, along the same lines, the tkufas teves is the winter season, would begin either at the 4.5 hour mark or the 10.5 hour mark, bein bayom, bein balayla. The ein bein tkufa l'tkufa ela tishim ve'echad yom v'sheva shos umechza. And this we've been working with this point all along, and that is that there is the gap between one season and the next is 91 days, 7.5 hours. Just to review these numbers, 91, there are four seasons, just multiply 91 by 4, you get to 364. And then take the 7.5 hours, and 7.5 hours, and multiply that by 4, you get to 1.25. Add it all together, you get to 365.25 days, equaling a year. V'ein tkufa moisheches mechaverta elo chatzi shah. And the gap between one season and the next, besides the hours that we mentioned, there is an additional half hour that we had been referring to in our cheshbonis, our computations. The Omar Shmuel, another comment of Shmuel regarding seasons. Ein lecha tkufas Nisan shenofeles b'tzedek she'eino mishaberes es hoilanos. Tzedek is the name of one of the we'll call planets or forces that rule at different times of the day. So tzedek is one of those seven forces that rules, and in the event that Kufas Nisan, that means the spring season, comes out when Tzedek is in control, so it will be a type of season that there will be very fierce, weather conditions, and as a result, trees will break. And you won't have a winter season that falls out when Tzedek is in control. That doesn't cause, in other words, there will be the drying out of seeds. And that's when the new phase of the moon comes out, either when Levona is the force that is in control or Tzedek is the force that's in control. Now, as far as this section of the Gemara, this second diamond of the Gemara, Rashi gets into extensive detail in explaining these points, so that if you want further elucidation, we say to look into the Rashi. We continue in the Gemara on Omid Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source. You can see last quite a few lines. Before we begin the source, let's just turn to illustration 47 to appreciate a little more that which we are going to see. You can see we have a city that's basically circular in nature, and then we make a square around the city itself, and then we will be involved with extending the tchum area around the city. So now the source. Tonu Rabbonan Hamrabea es Hoir, one who squares a circular city. Oiso oiso kemin tavlum rubas, he makes it like a square plate. The choizum rabea es atchumin, and then he establishes tchumin in a square form to each side, each one of the four sides of the city. The oiso oison kemin tavlum rubas, and each one of those tchum areas would be like a square plate. There, at the end of this source, we can actually preempt the Gemara explanation later. We are going to be talking about a city whose dimensions themselves are 2,000 by 2,000 amos, so that when we speak about the tchum areas around the city, we're talking about placing these square areas, each square measuring 2,000 by 2,000 amos, constituting the tchum of the city. All of this results from that which Abaye says afterwards, that we're talking about a city whose dimensions are 2,000 by 2,000 amos. We continue. Ukshuhu modeid, when he measures, and we refer you to illustration 48. When he comes to measure the tchum, lo yindoid me emtsa hakeren alpayim amo, don't measure the 2,000 amos starting in a diagonal from any given of the internal square. And now an illustration of what we're saying not to do is by looking at illustration 48, try to see where you see an aleph in the upper right-hand corner of that square, and you see a 2,000 diagonal. So the source is telling us, don't measure the 2,000 diagonal like that. Why? Because by doing that, you're losing out the additional area you gain by having the angle, the corners. And that we'll explain a little bit more as we go along. Ella, looking at the same illustration, looking at the upper left-hand corner of the illustration, Elo mevi tavlamu bas shi alpayim amo al alpayim amo, you would bring a square plate that measures 2,000 by 2,000 amos, umanicho bekeren, and place it in the corner ba'alachsono, in its diagonal, so that you have a square measuring 2,000 by 2,000 amos, placed to the corner of the internal square. Nimseis ho'ir mistakeres arba meos amos lekan, ve'arba meos amos, arba meos amos lekan. This is illustrated by looking at diagram 49, in addition to, at the same time, looking at 48. You'll notice that by squaring the internal city from its original circle, you're gaining 400 amos in each corner of the internal square. Nimsu tchumin mistakrin shmoina meos amos lekan u'shmoina meos amos lekan. And in addition, by having the squares placed at the corners, as opposed to measuring the 2,000 amos in a diagonal from the original corner, you gain another 800 amos at each corner, at each extent, at each corner of this diagram. And this you can see in illustration 49. Notice there's a note of 2,000 amos plus 800 amos. How do we get to that additional 800 amos referred to? Because the sides of those squares that were placed in the corners, the sides of those squares were 2,000 amos. When you have a square whose side measures 2,000 amos, the diagonal naturally is longer. It's 2/5 longer. Well, 2/5 of 2,000 is 800. So that by placing the squares of 2,000 amos in the corners of the original internal square, you're gaining an additional 800 amos of distance that you can in fact walk from the corner of the internal square. Nimtzu ho'iru tchumin mistakrin elef u'mosayim lekan ve'elef u'mosayim lekan. The result of this is, starting from an original circle that we will just in a moment we will see was a 2,000 amo diameter circle, making it into a square, you gained 400 amos from the edge of the circle to the corner of the internal square. That's 400 amos. And by placing the 2,000 amos squares at the corners of the internal square, you gained, by having the diagonal measuring more than 2,000 amos, you gained an additional 800 amos that way, for a total of 1,200 gained amos at each corner. Omar Abaye now points out, Umishkachas lo b'masa de'avi, Trey Alfi, Atrey Alfi. This whole setup that the Braisa described is when you're dealing with a city whose original size was 2,000 by 2,000 amos. As we described, you had a city whose circuit was circular with a diameter of 2,000 amos. You made that into a square of 2,000 by 2,000 amos and then drew your tumen the way we described it in the diagrams. Tanya, Omar Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yossi, Tum Ore Leviim Alpayim Amo. The area around the Levite cities, the Leviim, Shevet Levi in the Torah, unlike the rest of the tribes, did not receive lands in the division of the land of Israel, the division of Eretz Yisrael. Rather, the Torah accounts for cities that were granted to the Leviim. And that's what we're making reference to right now, the cities granted to Shevet Levi, a total of 48 cities. They had the following, Alpayim, they had a tum around them, a border around them, measuring 2,000 amos. Tsei mehen, elef amo migrosh, from the 2,000 amo belt around the city, subtract 1,000 amos, which were designated as a migrosh. A migrosh is an area that is not to be built upon nor planted. It's to be left open, an open area that was attached immediately to the city itself of 1,000 amos. Nimsa migrosh revia v'shar sada sukramin. Now this expression is going to come under scrutiny in the Gemara, that the migrosh accounted for a quarter, and the rest beyond the migrosh area were sada sukramin, fields and vineyards. The Gemara will deal with this in great detail as we go along. On the side of the Gemara, you might notice we have our Nosei, a topic heading, where we have written Migrosh Orei Halevim, the Migrosh area around the cities of the Levim. And under the Mivneh heading, we've noted HaGemara Mevareres Pirusha Braisa Nimtza Migrosh Revia. The Gemara will be spending time on trying to figure out what is meant by that comment that the Migrosh, which is 1,000 amos, accounts for a quarter of something. A quarter of what? We will see in the, by way of markings, diamonds. These are Shnei Gishos, Begoydel Ho'ir, Bebraisa, Rava and Abai. We'll see two approaches to the size of the city mentioned above in the Braisa. And we'll see the approaches taken by Rava and later on by Abaye. And the term Mishkachas Law we have featured in the diamond, but the preceding that you can see that we have the names Abaye and Rava highlighted with a double underline. In addition, we will see the use of a bow tie shape that indicates Shosh Gishos Lahasbir Abraisa Lefi Shetach Shalapayim Alapayim. There'll be three approaches in explaining the Braisa, but using the model of a city measuring 2,000 by 2,000, as opposed to the model measuring the city in terms of 1,000 amos, which we will see later. In fact, we will have that section of the Gemara placed in brackets so as to separate it, make it a distinct section of this discussion. All of our explanation you can find is alluded to in Rashi on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph when we get eventually to Ravino's explanation. Rashi makes a point of saying there on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Li'olam Kedemei Kora B'masam Rabsa U'betrei Alfi Atrei Alfi, where Rashi ties back Ravino into the 2,000 by 2,000 Amo model. Hence, our markings help to create a sense of structure, of order in the discussion of the Gemara, where most of the discussion will be revolving around a model of a city 2,000 by 2,000 amos, even though in the middle of the discussion, Abaye will appear giving us a city with a model of 1,000 amos. So as we said, we're turning our discussion to emphasize the issue of the city, the Levite cities, and specifically the Migrosh around them. Now the Gemara. We finish reading the Tanaic source in the middle of the Omid, and we pick up at after the source, Minohani Mili. From where do we know that the Migrash was 1,000 Amos? And again, the Migrash was the uncultivated and unbuilt area around the Levi cities. From where do we know that 1,000 Amos? Omar Rova, Yomar Kro, Mikir Hu'ir V'chutza Elef Amos Aviv. That is the Pasuk. And this Pasuk is in the context of the Ore Levium, in the cities of the Levium. Omra Torah, Sabev Es Ho'ir Be'elef. Surround the city with a belt of 1,000 Amos. We have a quote from the source above, Nimso Migrosh Revia. The Gemara asks, Revia Palga Have? In the context of the source, we saw that the cities of Levim had a tchum of 2,000 amos. And of that 2,000 amos, we said, reduce from it or extract from it 1,000 amos dedicated to the Migrash. Well, 1,000 relative to 2,000 is not a quarter, as the Gemara says, Revia Palga Havi. Palga means it's half. The Migrash is one half of 2,000. Omar Rova. Rova tells us that Bar Ado Meshucho Azbrali, Bar Ado, the Meshucho means the one who measured. He was a measurer, maybe a surveyor. So Bar Ado explained it to me, says Rova, Mishkachas lo b'maso tahavyo trei alfi a trei alfi. Let's turn to diagram 51. He points out that the Brisa can be understood if you're referring to an inner city that measures 2,000 by 2,000 amos. Tchum kamo havya. The tchum itself of the city, and we're going to talk about the tchum and then the corners. This all, by the way, is in the spirit of that which we have already learned when we were focusing on diagrams 48 and 49. So we look at 51. And we say the tchum of the city. How much is the tchum of the city? Shitzar. Shitzar means 16. That would mean that if you take a look at any given plate around the city. Remember, we spoke about the square plates we place around the city. These are illustrated in all of these illustrations, starting from 47, and we saw them going on and on. The squares immediately adjacent to the cities that measured 2,000 amos, that's 2,000 square amos. Within 2,000 square amos, there are four units of 1,000 squares, each square measuring 1,000 by 1,000. This you can see by simply looking at the illustrations. You can see in illustration 51, this phenomenon, when you have an area measuring 2,000 square, within that you have four areas of 1,000 by 1,000. So, given that there are four squares around the city itself that constitutes the city's tchum, each one measuring 2,000 by 2,000, so how many units of 1,000 squares do you have in that? Well, 16. Kronos kamahavian. What about the Kronos? The Kronos are the 2,000 by 2,000 amo squares that we positioned at the corners of the city. This is highlighted. You can see this very easily by looking at illustration 48, where you saw in the upper left-hand corner one of these squares, and that appears as well. If you look at carefully, you can see this in illustration 51 as well. You have how many corners are there? How many Kronos are there? And again, the question is, how many units of 1,000 square do you have in the Kronos? Once again, Shitzar, 16 of them. Now, concentrating again on illustration 51, of all of these Tchum areas, whether it be the Tchum immediately adjacent to the city or the corners, we had a total of 16 and 16 would be 3,200 squares of 1,000. Dal tamni de tchumin, the arba de kronos. subtract from the tchumim themselves and the chronos 8,000. Let's read this again. Dal tamni de tchumim, subtract 8,000 from the tchumim themselves, the arba and 4,000 de chronos. That's 8 and 4. Kamahavi, tresar, that's 12. 12 out of the 32. This is, if you focus on illustration 51, it makes things much easier to understand by looking at how much is accounted for by the Migrash relative to the entire surrounding area. The entire surrounding area around the city, we mentioned, was 3,200. That's 32 squares of 1,000 amos each. Of that area, the 1,000 amos immediately around the city is accounted for by subtracting 12, that's 1,200, 12 from the 32 number. Okay, so the Migrash is 12 out of 32. And this is supposed to be the explanation of the source that spoke about the Migrash being one quarter. So the Gemara asks, that's quite inaccurate. Nimsa Migrash Revia. Tfei mi tilsa ninu. How can you say that 12 of 32 is one quarter, that the Migrash is one quarter, when 12 of 32 is more than a third? 12 is more than a third of 32. So how do we get out of this problem? Once again, we've got to explain what does it mean when it's said in the source of the Migrash is one quarter of something. The Gemara says, I see arbo demaso shadi alayu. Well, in making the computation concerning the Migrash, add to the entire area the 4,000 square amos. The city itself was 2,000 by 2,000. How many units of 1,000 are in a square measuring 2,000 by 2,000? So you have 4 units of 1,000. Take those 4, that's the 4,000, and add them to the 32 that accounted for the entire surrounding area. So now I've got 36. How much did we say was the Migrash? We described the Migrash as being 12. So 12 out of 36. The Gemara thinks in it for a moment that's what is the pshat in the Braisa. The Gemara asks, though, Akati Tilsahavi, 12 of 36 is a third. So the Gemara responds, Mi Savris Biribua Komar, who says that we were talking about an initial square? Not so. Biigulo Koamra. We're talking about a circular city. And you can look at illustration 52 for this purpose. You have the initial city was a circular city. Kamo, and now just by way of structure, even though we mentioned this before, the bow tie represents, in this case, the first of three gishos we've written on the side of the Gemara. Three gishos lahasbir abraisa lefishetach shel alpayim alpayim. So we're working. This is the first approach of three approaches dealing with an initial city measuring 2,000 amos. Now this approach says you take your original city, but bear in mind it is a circle. The circle with a diameter of 2,000 amos. Kamo merubo yeser al ho'igol. Now we did square the city. How much greater is the square than the circle? Revia, a circle is a quarter less than the square, or the square is a quarter greater than the circle. Dal revia minayhu, take off of the original 12 that we had mentioned for the Migrash. Take a quarter off of that. Poshu luhu tisha, that leaves you with 9. In other words, 12 divided into 4 is 3. So you subtract one unit, one of the 3, which is one quarter off of 12, that gets you to 9. That's Poshulu Tisha, 9,000 for the Migrash. Now take that 9,000 for the Migrash out of the total 36, that's Poshulu Tisha,
v'tisha mitalsin v'shisa, that's 9 out of the original total 36 that we had accounted for. Riva havi, 9 out of 36. The 36 was the 36 1,000 units. So 9,000 of Migrash out of the 36 total area is in fact Riva havi. That's a quarter. So that if you focus it on illustration 52, the circle that's entitled Migrash, relative to the entire outer square, the area contained in the entire outer square, that circle that's labeled Migrash is one quarter of the entire area included within the square. We have a bracketed section, and you can see that we have a note at the side that explains the brackets. Tam hasugrayim, rak Abaye medaber al ir elef al elef. Only Abaye speaks about a city measuring 1,000. Shar hagishos hamesumonos with the bow tie, with that bow tie shape, misyachsim the ir tre alfi al tre alfi. The other explanations deal with cities measuring that the starting point is 2,000 amos. And we tell you to look at Rashi, daf nun zayim alaf di b'masor v'in omar, the Rashi we already alluded to, that makes this structural point. Now, that having been said, let's read the Gemara straight through. Abaye omar, mishkachas lo nami, we can explain the above brisa, that the migrosh is a Revia, b'maso, with a city, with regard to a city, davi alpha ba'alpha, measuring 1,000 by 1,000. And we tell you, we recommend looking at diagram 54. You can see this at the top of page 112. So you're dealing with an internal city, the city itself measuring 1,000 by 1,000 amos. Tchumin kamo havu. How much is accounted for by the Tumen? The Tumen, again, is, you can see it's all listed, illustrated in the diagram. That one picture is worth 1,000 words. So the area labeled Tumen, which is the Tum area immediately adjacent to the city itself, is accounts for 8. Again, this 8 is a function of looking at each side of the city. It has a Tum measuring 1,000 amos, the side of the city, with a distance of 2,000 amas drawn outwards from the city. Those are then rectangles measuring 2,000 square. In each 2,000 square, you have, that is, it's 1,000 by 2,000. That's an area we call 2,000 square amas. So you have 2 units of 1,000 square in each one. So there are 2 units in each one, and there are 4 of these Tumen areas. It's 4 times 2 is 8. That's the 8 that the Gemara refers to. For 8 for the Tumen, it's 8,000 units, 8,000 square amos. Kronos kamahave. Now, in this illustration, the Kronos are formed by measuring the sides of the Tum. Now, each Tum measured 2,000. So it's 2,000 by 2,000. Don't make a mistake here. These Kronos account for an area larger than the Tumen. So they account for areas measuring 2,000 by 2,000. That's 4,000 square. So you have 4 units of 1,000 squares in these Kronos. So Kronos kamahave, the sum total of the 4 Kronos is Shitsar, is 16. That means you have 16 units of 1,000 square in the Kronos. So we have to add the 8 of the Tumen themselves plus the 16. That gives you a total of 24 for this surrounding area. Dal Arba de Tumen v'Arba de Kronos. Now, we're at the top of Daf Nun Zayin Omad Aleph. What we're dealing with is to compute the Migrash right now. So you have 4 of Migrash within the Tumen themselves. You can see in illustration 54 at the top of page 112,
a square, the called the a square, they have the an inner type square. It's not the innermost square, but it's a we'll call it the middle square, or the not middle is not an accurate term, but it's the square within the outermost square. That's what is accounting for the migrash. So that migrash is accounted for right now by the Gemara by saying take off 4 1,000 units the tchumen of the tchumen themselves, the arba the kronos and another 4 for the kronos, kamohavi 4 plus 4 is tami, that's 8,000 square amos for migrash, and this is supposed to be the 8 of what we mentioned before. The 24 number. Don't forget that 24 number was mentioned at the bottom of the previous omid, namely the there was 8,000 of tum and 16,000 of kronos. That was 24,000 of entire area around the city, and of that we are accounting for 8 of the 24 for the migrash. Now, that is supposed to be the explanation of the Braisa that said the Migrosh is a quarter. The Gemara asks, how can you say that? Til Sahavu, 8 of 24 is a third. 3 times 8 is 24. So the Gemara answers, Mi Savris Biribua Komar, who says that we are dealing with, now take a look at illustration 55. Who says we're dealing with a city that originally was a square? Biigulu Komar, we're dealing with a city that originally was a circle. Kama Meruba Yeser Al Ho'igul, how much greater is a square than the circle contained within it? Revia, it's a quarter greater. So now, let's continue with our computations. Dal Revia. Remember, we had accounted for 8,000 amos for Migrash up till now. Take off of the 8,000, take off a quarter. Poshiluhu Shisa, that leaves you with 6,000 for Migrash. Veshisa Michov Dalid Rivahavi, and 6,000 out of 24,000 is, in fact, 6 out of 24 is 1 quarter. So that is the pshat in the Braisa that mentioned the Migrash. We're talking about the circular Migrash, as you can see illustrated in illustration 55. The circular Migrash is 1/4 of the total area contained within the outer square. What's interesting to note is that this computation is different in another sense than the previous computation, in that this is not figuring the city itself as part of the computation and the statistics. We move on. Ravina Omar, my Ravia. Ravina says, what is meant by the Ravia comment in the Braisa? Ravia de Tchumen. Now we have an arrow that indicates to look back at Nun Vav Amid Beis, and there is a corresponding arrow back on Nun Vav Amid Beis showing you Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. That's simply to tie everything back together that we're saying pshat in the Braisa that said Nimsa Migrash Ravia. Now, so what is Ravina in effect saying? So let's glance at the Rashi, and also having one finger, so to speak, on the illustration 56 at the bottom of page 112 in the Pirush Chai. Rashi says, Ravina, Omar li olam kidabei kora b'masa mirabsa. As we said earlier, we're going to deal with a city of Ubatre Alfi, a square city that measured Tre Alfi Atre Alfi, 2,000 by 2,000. The Havalu Tchumin Shitzar, which Kronos Shitzar, where the Tchum plus the Kronos area is 16 plus 16, accounting for 32 surrounding the city. U Migrash Minayu Tresar, and the Migrash of that was 12,000 out of the 32,000. And of course, the 12 out of 32 is not a quarter. Umay Ravia de Kotoni. What is Ravia according to Ravina? What does Ravia mean? Bitchumin. It's a reference to a quarter of the Tchumin. De Ka'omar Nimsa Migrash de Tchumin. What we are saying is that the Migrash of the Tchumin, Ravia de Tchumin Ukronos. It's a quarter of the Tchum. And the Kronos, the Migrash de Tchumin, the Migrash of the Tchum was Tamya, Kidamora Mekora, as we said originally. So the Migrash of the Tchum was 8, the hu riva de talsin vitrain. So the when we speak about a quarter, we're referring to the migrash of the tchum. When we speak about the migrash of the tchum, it's to the exclusion of the migrash found in the kronos. So the migrash of the tchum themselves was only 8, not 12, because the 12 was a function of adding an additional 4 of migrash for the kronos. But no, looking at the migrash of the tchum themselves, that's only 8, and the 8 out of the total 32 surrounding is in fact 1/4. Now that's all illustrated by looking at illustration 56. And Ravina is not factoring in the city itself to the computation. And finally, we have Rav Ashi Omar, and he is illustrated in illustration 57. The Gemara, let's look at the bow tie in the Gemara. Rav Ashi Omar, my Ravia, Ravia de Kronos. Rav Ashi says that the Migrash measuring or accounting for a quarter, it's the Migrash of the Kronos, was a quarter of the Kronos. And that's very easily seen by looking at the illustration itself. Each Migrash of the Kronos was a quarter of the entire area allotted to the Kronos. The entire each Kronos measured 2,000 by 2,000. And the Migrash is 1,000 by 1,000. There are 4 units of 1,000 by 1,000 within an area measuring 2,000 by 2,000. Omar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. Ravina, questions Rav Ashi and says, V'hos soviv katani. But the Pasuk initially spoke about soviv. Now, soviv, we saw in the back on Nun Vav Omid Beis, in the middle of the Omid, the Pasuk said, Mikiru ir v'chutza elef amos soviv, that the Migrash was around the city. So how does your pshat fit in to the idea of being around? So the Rav Ashi answers, my soviv, soviv de Kronos. The term soviv refers to the corners. De ilo temahochi, if you don't use this pshat, well, gabi oilo dechtiv, by a sacrifice, by an ola sacrifice. It says, v'zorku es hadam al hamizbeach soviv. So you see the word soviv, we dashed, underlined that, in the context of the blood application to the altar when offering an ola sacrifice. Hachinami soviv mamish, do you think that means that you draw blood literally around the altar? It doesn't mean that. Elamai soviv, soviv de Kronos. In the context of the blood sprinkling on the Mizbeach, it's a reference to applying the blood to the corners of the Mizbeach, of the altar. To the corners. And there were very clear corners on the altar. So that's the position to which the blood was applied. Hochinami, so too in the context of the Migrash of the cities of the Levium, my soviv, the word soviv means soviv de Kronos. It means the soviv, the Migrash of the corners of the city. Corners of the city, of course, referring to the tchum corners of the city. The Gemara has a question that refers back to our earlier computations. Amar le Rav Chavivi mechoizno le Rav Ashi. V'ha ika mursha de karnisa. Now, to appreciate this, we look at illustration 58. And furthermore, to really appreciate the question, we also must look at Rashi to understand where he is coming from. So the Rashi says in the lower part of the narrow lines, Vo'iko Mursha de Kronos, Lamai Domorin Liel, referring back to that which we said earlier, Kama Murubo Yoiser, how much greater is a square than the circle? The Midadinon Migrosh Beigula, we had measured the Migrosh in our previous computations in a circular form. The Kashile L'Rav Chaviva. And what's bothering Ravina is, Kema de Tanya Mirabo Esoir, that you made the internal city, we said make it into a square. Harehi mirubas. The internal city that you just made into a square is from going from a circle, it's now a square. V'chiyavo migrosh bi'igul elef amo law. And when you soup, when you then apply the migrosh around the square city, and you're telling me that it's a circular migrosh. Nimsu kronos ha'ir oichlin b'soicha migrosh, the corners of the city, and this you can see in illustration 58. If you look carefully, you see the alephs that are positioned around the internal circle. Those alephs are eating into the migrosh, the circular migrosh around the city. And the ein kineged hakronos elef migrosh, that area around the circle, where formed by the corners of that square, are eating into the migrosh. Now, in that section, you don't have 1,000 around the corners. So all of this is coming from the problem that we said before, that the meruba, the square, was greater than the circle by a quarter. So now let's turn back to the Gemara. Starting again from the beginning of the question itself is lasts a couple of lines, and we have a long question marking for this. So Rav Haniloi says to Rav Ashi, Michti, kama meruba yeser al igul, how much greater is the square than the circle, the inscribed circle, Ravia. It's a quarter greater. So, Hani Tamni Meo, the 8,000 that we mentioned earlier, Shis Meo Vishisin Visheva Nechi Tilso Havi. It really comes out to 666 and 2/3. We must request your forgiveness. We made a mistake in reading the Gemara. We have to back up just a couple of lines. We go back to Rav Chavivo's question. Omar le Rav Chavivi mechoizno le Rav Ashi. Vo'ika mursha de karnasa. As we pointed out in illustration 58, the 1,000 amo migrosh around the squared city is in fact deficient. It's missing a little bit from the area accounted for by the corners of the square. So in other words, from the corner of the square to the edge of the circle is less than 1,000 amos. So how can you say that we are giving the city a migrosh of 1,000 when you made the internal city from a circle into a square? So the Gemara answers, B'masa igulta. We're talking about a circular city that doesn't have corners to it. Ah, but the Horivua, but did we not make it into a square? The Gemara answers, Amor Damrinon Chazinon Kemand Rabba. We spoke about viewing it as a square. That was for the purposes of accounting for the tchum of the city. But that was a matter of how you view it in your mind's eye. Revue Vade mi marabno. But did we make it into an actual square? We didn't make it into an actual square. So that you were dealing with a city that originally was circular. The migrosh that we give for the city itself is circular. The distance between the edge of the inner city, all around it, to the edge of the migrosh, in fact, measures a uniform 1,000 amos. And we are thereby not diminishing from the migrosh one iota. As far as the reference to a square before, that was in your mind's eye only. Now we pick up with what we mistakenly read before. Again, this is referring to that which we had seen earlier. To appreciate what we are learning right now in the Gemara, we should glance at the Rashi. Dibur Masal Hani Shmoina Meis. You'll see this Rashi three lines under the Gemara text. In the Gemara itself, Rav Haniloi asked Rav Ashi something about a square being greater than a circle. And that being the case,
the 800 number that was alluded to earlier shouldn't really be 800. It should be 666 and two-thirds. And what he is referring to is what we saw in illustration 48. In illustration 48, we saw corners added to the corners of the internal city. And the corners, that is, corners of Tum added to the outside corners of the city. And we mentioned that by having a diagonal there, you gained above the 2,000 amos an additional 800 amos. It is to that which Rashi addresses his comments. Rashi, Hani Shmoina Meis, Bitmiha. You read that with wonderment. The Katoni Liel, we have learned before, Ninsu Tchumen Mistakrin, Pameshe Inachnu Tavlo Balachsoin, Shmoina Meis Amo, by that which we placed square plates at the corners, we gained 800 amos, Falo Ein Oite Falachsoin Ne Haribua. We said that the gaining of 800 above the 2,000 amos was because you were dealing with the diagonal of a square. The davar agol ein lo alachson. Something that's circular doesn't have a diagonal. From a meruba yesh lo alachson. Something that's square has a diagonal. The kama meruba yosar leigol revia. How much greater is the square than the inscribed circle? It's a quarter greater. For revia, when we speak about a quarter, Aisu alo milabar. You bring the quarter from the outside statistic, shuchelik shlishi milagav, which is one third of your original statistic. So that if you had an original circle measuring a diameter 2,000, you take your 2,000, divide it into three parts, and add one part to the square. So if you take 2,000, divide it into three, you get 666 and two-thirds. So, is it not then that the gain that you have in having a diagonal measured, is that not in fact just 666 and two-thirds, as opposed to the 800 that we mentioned earlier? So that in effect is the question. It's a little hard to see that in the words of the Gemara, but let's read the whole question again from the beginning of the long question. Omar le Rav Chaniloi mechoiznola Rav Ashi. Michti. Let us look into this. Kamarubo yeser al igol. How much greater is a square than a circle? Revia. It is a quarter greater. Hani tamni mea. The 800 that we had accounted for earlier in that which you gained by having the squares of 2,000 added to the corners in that we saw in illustration 48. Well, shis mea v'shisin v'sheva nechitil sahavi. It really should have been a gain of 666 and two-thirds. The numbers that the Gemara records are 667 nechitilsa means minus a third, which is 666 and two-thirds. So how do you account for 800 when the number really should have been this? Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi answers, Hani mile be'igula migo ribua. The idea that a meruba, a square, is greater than the circle by one quarter, that is true when you're dealing with the area of a circle that's inscribed in a square. Avol ba'alach soino bo'ino tfe. But when you're measuring the diagonal of that square, you need more. You get to a higher number. The Omar Mor, it has been said, kol amsu beribua amsu trechumshi ba'alach soino. Any amo of a square, one amo of side of a square, the corresponding diagonal of that one will be 1 2/5. So that if you have a square measuring a side 2,000, so you take 2,000 times 1 2/5, and you get an additional 800 for 2,800. Because, well, 1/5 of 2,000 is 400. So 1 2/5 of 2,000 is 2,800. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.